A new year has begun, and there are lots to look forward to the K-drama scene. I'm DJ Sandra, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-pop Connection. It's Wednesday, January 21st, and we just heard aespa, drama-ma-ma-ma, because we're going to talk all about K-drama-ma-ma-ma. From star-studded cast to lavish fantasy worlds, 2026 is shaping up to be a major year for Korean dramas. And the competition for viewers is already heating up. Global streaming platforms and Korean broadcasters are rolling out ambitious new series, pairing top actors with acclaimed writers and directors, all aimed at audiences well beyond Korea. First up is Honor. Premiering in February, the series marks Ina-young's return to television after 7 years. She'll play a celebrity lawyer who champions female crime victims, and she's polished and powerful on the outside, but driven by fierce inner discipline. If you've been waiting to see Ina-young on screen again, 2026 is your year. In April, Perfect Crown brings together two of Korea's biggest stars, Byun Woo-seok and IU. Set in an alternate Korea under a constitutional monarchy, the series blends romance and political fantasy. Ooh, how is that possible? Perfect Crown. It sounds like the perfect pair and perfect theme, more like that, right? Byun Woo-seok and IU. Ooh, just looks so good to watch them together. Meanwhile, Song Hye-kyo will also be making a comeback, and she's teaming up with legendary scriptwriter No Hee-kyung. The pair has famously worked together in hits like That Winter, The Wind Blows, and Worlds Within. This time, the drama is tentatively called Show Business, and it's set in Korea's entertainment industry from the 1960s through the 80s. Ooh, there's more. This will be Song's first on-screen pairing with Gong Yoo. Oh my goodness. Song Hye-kyo and Gong Yoo together. Wow, I think it's just going to make a lot of people watch it out of curiosity too. So this is only for the first half of the year, guys. Will you be glued to the screen this year? Here's another song perfect for this case. This is Le Seraphim with Perfect Night.
Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for our listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show.
Thanks, Brian Young. Speaking of Brian, I really want to see him act, like in dramas, whether it's like American drama or K-drama. 재밌겠다. I think American drama would be much better for him. He could play so many diverse roles, right? Alright, let's take a song break before we move on. We're going to listen to 2 songs back to back. First of all, we have Alpha Drive 1 with Freak Alarm, followed by Cortez. Go! Would you like coffee or tea? This is a daily segment where we have a chit-chat. So let's refuel or wind down together talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. So we talked about some K-drama titles to look forward to in the first half of the year, but there are a lot more coming up in the second half. How many of you remember the classic 90s film Cruel Intentions and the Korean period remake Untold Scandal from 2003 starring Jeon Do-yeon and Bae Yong-jun? Well, a remake of that remake is in the works. Also set in the Joseon era, the upcoming drama stars Son Ye-jin as a fiercely intelligent woman who defies social norms, and Ji Chang-wook as the kingdom's most notorious romantic schemer. So this marks Son's return to television and promises plenty of intrigue, temptation, and danger. For all the period drama and fantasy romance fans, you have plenty to watch during the second half of this year. Another one to look forward to is The Remarried Empress, starring the recently married Shin Min-ah. Wait a minute, PD, I did not know Shin Min-ah got married. Oh my god, am I so living in the cave? Anyway, adapted from a hit webtoon, Shin plays a composed empress whose life implodes when her husband demands a divorce, only for her to rewrite the rules by remarrying a rival prince played by Lee Jong-seok. Expect palace politics, emotional warfare, and high-stakes power struggles. Meanwhile, Suji makes a comeback to the small screen with Portraits of Delusion, blending historical drama with gothic fantasy. Ooh, I love this one. Suji plays a mysterious woman hiding a secret life as a vampire. Kim Son-ho also stars, playing a painter drawn into her tragic past during Japan's occupation of Korea. If 2026 proves anything, it's that Korea dramas aren't slowing down. They're actually scaling up and the world is still watching. All right, let's think about this while we take a song break. We have two songs here. First of all, we have Twice with Scandal, followed by NCT 127, Favorite Vampire. Requests and responses. We love hearing from you guys. We're always tuned in to which songs you'd like to listen to next. We're going to read out your messages and blast out your requested songs. Stick with us as we will send out the prize to a winner. The winner will be announced right before we close the show, and you can always check back to see if you have won on our website, world.kbs.co.kr, and the winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. Remember, we closely keep track of our message board, Instagram, and KBS World Radio English Service Facebook page for your comments and requests, so be sure to send them in. Also, if your requests don't get played during the show, don't worry. We'll continue to play them throughout the week, so make sure to keep tuning in. All right, here's our first message. It is from Banu Rakhavan from Facebook saying that, "Hi, DJ Sander. I'm a huge fan of K-Pop Connection Season 3. I would love to request Jump by Blackpink to celebrate the new year. This song always lifts my mood and I can't wait to hear it on the air." Definitely. I need something to boost my new year too. I've mentioned a few times already, but new year so far so rough. And Blackpink's song Jump, Dia, I really need that song because it just makes you happy and makes you want to jump around, right? So if anybody who is like suffering right now, just like I am, don't worry. Let's just keep jumping and hopefully we can jump, jump, jump and reach our goals, okay? All right, we're going to play this song for you right away, Banu. This is Blackpink with Jump, Dia. That was Blackpink, Jump, Dio, and it was a request by Banu. Thank you so much. Let's continue going over some of the requests we received from our listeners. If you haven't participated yet, be sure to do so for next week. We'd love to know which songs have been stuck in your head. Moving on to the next message, this is from listener Fromis9 on the message board saying that, Fromis9, White Memories. White Memories, this has been... This song, I don't think I remember. I think it was like one of the latest songs from Fromis9. Where have Fromis9 been these days? It seems like they're not really that active, right? And thank you for this request because it's been a long time I haven't heard their songs. And we have one more message here from Fatna Sat saying that, "Hi, DJ Sander. I'm writing to you while enjoying some mint chocolate." I'll talk to you about it later. "I'd love to request Missing You by Fly to the Sky. This song is a timeless classic and it makes my evening so much better. Thank you for your amazing energy on the show. Much love from Algeria." Mint chocolate. This is always a debate. Do you like mint chocolate? I like chocolate with mint inside, but I don't like mint with chocolate chips inside. Because, I don't know, it feels like it's refreshing depending on which brand. If not, it's like just brushing your teeth and eating chocolate, right? That's the same thing, basically. And probably when you brush your teeth, those kind of like toothpaste is actually kind of edible. You won't die. So just eat chocolate while brushing your teeth. Hitting two birds with one stone. Woo! No, I do like mint chocolate, especially at the L brand chocolate. You know which one with the mountain there? The one dark chocolate with the mint inside. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so much for your song request this year. We're going to play this two song right away. First of all, we have From Is Nine with White Memories, Haiyan Kureum, followed by Fly to the Sky, Missing You. That was Missing You by Fly to the Sky. Oh, we're missing you, Fly to the Sky. And recently, actually, Brian posted on his SNS. Oh my goodness, they're going to perform together. That's so crazily exciting. Please spam our message board here. Ask him more questions about how he feels about it, okay? Because I'm also curious about it. All right, we'll continue on our song request. And remember, our winner will be announced right before we close the show. So stay tuned till the end. All right, this message is from Reju.V saying that, "Hi, Sander. I want to request EXO, Power. Let this year begin with the essence of power, strength, unity, and happiness spreading all around." Yeah, I must say, recently I've been trying to watch international news, and the news is not really that happy, you know. You see so many wars, fighting, political chaos, and it just makes you so sad watching it and say, what's happening to the world, right? Aigo, so that's why really, like you say, we need really strength and unity. Hopefully there is also peace around the world. Lastly, here's a message from D. Sarmiento on Facebook saying that, "Hello, DJ Sander. Please play CN Blue's new song, Killer Joy. Thank you." Wow, 오랜만이다, CN Blue. It's been a while that they did not come out here, and I'm so glad they finally had come back with a new song here. Of course, we're going to play these songs for you right away. This is EXO with Power, followed by CN Blue, Killer Joy. Once again, thank you for all your song requests, and don't be sad if we did not play your music, because we're going to play it out throughout the week, okay? All right, let's announce today's winner. Today's winner is... Banu Raghavan on Facebook. Congratulations! Alright, first of all, congratulations. Secondly, remember, let us know your physical mailing address by emailing it to kpop@kbs.co.kr with your gram handles, names, message board IDs, and we'll send out the prize to you very soon. If you also let us know the date you want, it will make us much easier to find you and send you the prize. Let's take a song break and be right back. After these two songs, we have 도겸 Time 승관 with Blue, followed by Zero Base One, Running to Future. That's all we have for today. Taking us out, here's Yoon Jung-shin with Thanks to You, 덕분에. So just a reminder, DJ Brian will be back starting tomorrow. And thank you so much, guys, for, you know, having a blast with me during this past 2 weeks and bearing me with all my nonsense. It was so fun. Thank you so much. Take care, and I hope we can cross paths again in the future. Hopefully sooner than later. Meanwhile, stay happy, stay healthy, and Happy New Year again. Our producer is Chen Eun-kwon, our writer is Karen Choi, and I'm Alexander of UKIS. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now. 덕분에.